All right, let's proceed. We left off and from competition, the easiest definition would be either you or I will win, but not both of us. It's a form of fighting. Conflict is a spectator sport for sharks. Tama ba, Jeff? So let's look at some of descriptions for sharks. They want to control the outcome. They discourage disagreement and they insist on their views prevailing. Is that descriptive of you? Teka muna, nalimutan natin. Sino ba yung mga shark natin? Konti lang sila. Tayo, Jeff?
Tayo.
Ramir? Tristan? And Marge. Si Fern. Hindi. Si Fern, shark ka lang kay Jeff. Oo. Agree? Si Tristan ba shark? Eh si Marge? Marge, page 5 ba yung ginamit mo? Okay, alright. Thank you so much. You may take your seat. And so their principle in life is I win and you lose because only one can win, and that would be me. So for them, they're so comfortable with conflicts. In fact, borderline loving conflicts. Some people are right and some people are wrong. Yeah, am I always right? Okay, and if necessary, they will use pressure and coercion to get their way. Okay. It is good. Ba, pwede pala, no? For the sharks, this is good news to you, for you. It is good when you need to do something quickly. Halimbawa, nasusunog ang EN building. Kailangan shark ka dyan. Okay? Hindi pwedeng compromise tayo. Oo. Sige, pwede mo munang tapusin yung trabaho mo. Ilang oras ba kailangan mo? Isang oras? 30 minutes na lang, okay? Nasusunog na yung building. Hindi pwedeng ganon. If you need to do something quickly, be a shark. If there's a deadline, halimbawa, may project, parang kahapon, kailangan kasi ng prophetic word ni Jim Lafoon for Tuesday. For Tuesday. Eh, matrabaho yun kasi tatranscribe, i-edit, ganon. So I activated my shark mode. I called the staff and I said, we have an emergency project. We need it done by Friday. And it will entail a lot of processes. So, ganito. Ikaw, gawin mo yan. Christine Joy, ito ang sayo. Right. Erwin, since ikaw ang prophetic, ikaw mag-edit ng prophecy which should be left out in the records or not. Kasi kailangan yung mga ganon. Alright, does that make sense to you? Oo, pwede palang maging shark. And later, we're going to talk about team development na hindi mo na-offend yung teammates mo. They just know. They just know. Alam nila na pag may deadline, meron tayong nahabol na deadline, they'll accept you for being a shark. But just don't bite them off, okay? Baka you bite off their head in the process. No, iba naman yon. Okay. It is good when your conscience tells you to do or not to do something that displeases others. Kung it's a matter of conviction, wag ka nang, kung talagang, man, yung teammate mo wants to do drugs, hello, hindi na pwedeng avoidance or any other form, mag-shark ka na. Oo, hindi pwede yon. Hindi pwedeng mag-collaborate. Okay. You know that you are right and it is important to you that the others recognize it. You can be a shark. Mm-mm. I was in a conversation a while ago during the break with someone who is a natural shark. And from the shark's mouth, the horse's mouth, if it is his area of expertise, he becomes a shark. It makes sense. Tama ba, Jeff? Ah, ikaw pala yun. Siya pala yung kausap ko kanina. Tama ba? Oo, in a meeting, and people are still brainstorming kung anong gagawin. Pero ikaw, alam mo, that decision will lead to danger. Alam mo, based on your experience and training, ito dapat ang gawin. Be a shark. Yes, Chef.
On my thoughts lang, for example, admin naman tayo lahat, diba? For example, finance in our team. Our tendency kasi in the ministries when we meet as a team, even yung mga non-finance people, they make comments. Diba? Totoo naman na, diba? In your team, they make comments na alam mo kung finance ka, in your mind na, that doesn't work kasi hindi yung system natin eh. So even for us, like kami ni, I'm supervising Benoit, pero Benoit is the accountant sa office namin. But I would always defer to her and say, what do you think about this? Because you are the accountant. And I think in our, to my defense, if it's my area of expertise like brand and the office management, I would tell them definitely, eto yung dapat natin gawin. Kasi expertise ko yun. I'm not saying na magaling ako, pero alam mo yun, I mean, may mga tao lang talaga na they just make comments, yes. Kahit hindi sila finance, kahit hindi naman sila building managers. Yun lang. Lang defense ko. May masabi lang.
And I think, with all humility, you can say, magaling ako dun sa area nyo. Kasi magaling ka naman talaga. So, okay, pero, lang yun.
You know what?
Humble ka lang. Na shark.
Although, Pastor Addo, I think din naman, sometimes yung mga people, kahit nila expertise, minsan they just want to be heard, alam mo yun. So parang okay na sa kanila. So ewan ko kasi yung mga nagka-collaborate yun, parang, oh sige, so may merit din naman yan, pero this is what we'll do. Pero okay lang yun, at least nakinig nila. So kahit na hindi nila expertise yun, parang, oh sige, ikaw yung expert dyan. Pero mas madali silang mag-follow eh, pag nakinig nila na, alam mo yun.
Fox and turtles, and fox and teddy bears, they tend to really compromise. Eh. I'm talking about sharks din, nakatulad ko, na hindi nila area of expertise.
I enjoy this. Can you feel the conflict happening right now? This is an example.
I would have to say it. I'm a shark.
All right. Good, good. That's what we want. We want an openness in terms of discussion. Oo. Tama din naman si Harold. And your perspective is true. Oo. Siyempre sa team, kailangan makita natin yung perspective ng iba. You see something this way, they see it another way. We respect that. All right, thank you. Thank you for sharing those ideas. And it is not good when you use it so often with people you care about or will need to spend time with them in the future. Tama? Agree? Pag palagi mong ginagamit yan, no, with your spouse, paggising sa umaga, shark ka na kaagad, di ba? Magiging miserable yung the rest of her life. Right. Ano kaya si Pastor Nixon? Ruth, ano si Pastor Nixon? Ayaw niya, because it will be on record. Shark yun, oo. But you know what happened to us a few years ago when we were teaming up to plant Victory Taff, which is Victory Malati now. Papunta kami sa bahay niya eh. Wala pang asawa yon, hindi pa siya engaged. So papunta kami sa bahay niya, nakasakay kami sa Mercedes-Benz na classic, puti. Family car nila, so siya nagdadrive. Tapos sabi yung bandang Caloocan, tumingin siya sa akin, sabi niya, bro, I want to build relationship with you. Sabi ko, hindi yata good idea mag-overnight sa bahay nila ngayon. And then he explained. Freaky. Sabi niya, because we're going to build in the kingdom. And I want to imagine our children becoming friends. And I want to build covenant relationship with someone I will be working with for the long haul. Ayun, ganun. Ah, okay, salamat. Akala ko naman. Okay. And then from that time on, we became close friends. Alright? We share things, weaknesses, and we fight a lot. Marami kaming conflict niyan. And we always end up reconciling and our friendship has become stronger. It can happen. And I've seen him give way. I've seen him become a shark. I've seen him become accommodating. May ganon. So, pwede pala mag-coexist ang teddy bear tsaka yung shark. Mm-mm. Alright? Meron nga kaming isang conflict niyan. Kumakain kami sa Chinese restaurant. Basta meron lang akong nasabi na hindi niya nagustuhan. Naging intense yung conversation namin. Yung misis namin, nagte-text sa isa't isa. Magkalapit. Gagawin natin. Buti na lang, hindi tayo ganyan. Huwag tayo magiging katulad nila. Ganon, nagte-text sila. And then, before the night ends, we said sorry to each other. Sorry, bro. That was uncalled for. Sabi niya, sorry din, tinaas ko ang boses ko. Pero lahat ng waiter tsaka waitresses sa restaurant, buti na lang, sana walang umaten sa victory. Okay. So I'm just emphasizing this one. I've seen him, he's a natural shark, but I've seen him adjust because of friendship. Yan. Okay. And you want people to feel they can discuss and disagree with you openly. Pag you have a long history of being a shark, you develop a reputation na unapproachable. Na, ayoko mag-suggest dyan. Makakagat ako. Yung ganon. So, manage it. It's not good all the time. Lagi ka i-accommodate. Okay, some of the statements from a shark. I'm not prepared to change my position. I must make my position quite clear. Yung ganon. My view is clearly the most rational. Better than yours. Marang ganon, ano? And I'm sure mine is the best way. More, if you don't do this, I'll do it. I will. I know best. You'd be better. Okay, you better do as you're told. Ah! Mali yung grammar. Okay, so when it comes to the fox, by the way, may napromote pala tayong isa ha. Si Hanili pala ay hindi owl. Siya pala ay isang teddy bear. Yan, okay. And now we're going to talk about the compromisers. No, the fox, okay? So, tingnan natin. Could you please stand up, Marielle? Harold, Merly, Jenny, Sarah, Janus. Si Lou nakatago dito eh. Nilabas ko lang, parang kinakahiya niya. Okay. What do you think? Pwede? Hindi, ano, sa tingin niya si Lou? Yun, sa area of expertise. Okay, you may sit down. Thank you so much. The facts would say, you and I both give up part of what we wanted or needed to settle the problem. Alam niyo yung compromise is a step or two closer to collaboration. It just so happens that there's not enough time. So while we cannot agree right now, let's half-half na lang. That happens when you don't have enough time or you have two equally strong parties. Ibig sabihin, pareho kayo ng boss. Ay, pareho kayong boss. Pareho kayong supervisor. Tapos, pareho kayo ng you will lose something if the negotiation goes either way. So you don't wanna collaborate longer, pwedeng mag-compromise. Okay? So 50-50 na lang tayo. Half-half. One half plus one half equals one. Iba yan sa collaboration. Mamaya. Well, ngayon na. Ang collaboration, kasi mamimiss ko yung point, baka malimutan ko pa. Collaboration is 1 plus 1 equals 3 or 4. You gain more because you're going to work together. May synergistic effect ang collaboration. Alright, let's continue to look at that. You urge moderation. You go for bargaining. You split the difference. You find a little something for everyone. Just a little. Para lang masaya lang lahat. Okay? You meet them halfway. The confession is, I win some, you win some, because we were both willing to give a little. Saan nangyayari yan sa ministry natin? Would you be able to think of instant examples? Yes? Speak loudly, please.
Yeah.
In my case in creatives, in coming up with ideas, coming up with the final idea that everyone will agree on.
All right.
You will I compromise many times, not all the time, but many times because madaming magagaling mag-isip. So,
yes.
You know.
Okay. Thank you. What else? When you're purchasing something, 'di ba 'yung tawaran? Diyan nagaganap. When you're buying, meron bang compromise sa finance? I don't think so. Shark sila lahat doon. Kailangan. Ay, hindi. Explain.
Kami naman po, nagmi-meeting laging, una po namin pinag-usapan is the policy because we need that for the government requirement. Pero, iniisip din naman po namin yung people. Kung paano po mas mapapadali sa inyo. Grabe! Tatanda ko yun!
Ano sasabihin niya? Tatandaan ko mga RFF nyo. De, totoo, we have some of the best staff in finance. Kaya nga kahit wala na akong mabigay, bigay pa rin ako ng bigay. Para lang to interact with them. Okay. So, for Foxes, conflict is a mutual difference best resolved by compromise and cooperation. If each comes halfway, progress is made democratically. Okay? So, connected din sa collaboration, just as I was saying. Pag kulang ka sa time, you wanted to collaborate, kulang ka sa time, compromise muna in the meantime. Then later, when time will allow you to talk again, then collaborate. Ito naman yung difference nila. Compromise is good when you need a quick solution and you can both give up something. Kaya naman, hindi naman harmful. Kung 70% ang makukuha ko, ikaw 30%. Parang yung boxing ni Manny Pacquiao tsaka ni Mayweather, di ba? Palagi silang di-discuss. Finally, nag-compromise na si Manny Pacquiao. He's willing to get lower than Mayweather. Oh, just to make the fight happen. Oo, 55-45. Tapos dinrap pa niya yung demanda niya kay Mayweather. Anyway, I don't think that will apply to our work. But I hope that made you see what a compromise looks like. You both want exactly the same thing and it can be divided or shared if it's possible. And you're willing to let chance decide. Sino sa inyo gumagamit ng 8-ball? Sa trabaho, I'm always tempted to buy one. Pag nagpunta kami sa toy store, parang kailangan ko yata nito sa work in moments na I cannot decide. Okay. It's not good when, meron pa. You have tried to satisfy each other completely and it isn't possible. Okay? Yung mga negotiation ng MILF tsaka ng gobyerno. Right, masyadong maraming mga demands. So may mga compromises yan. Nabalitaan nyo ba yung parang mayroong pang money na binigay? Yung mga ganon na hindi nyo nabalitaan. Okay. It was in the internet. Okay, it's not good when you might work a little longer and find a solution that pleases each one better. May time. Okay pa. So, here are just statements you can notice. Let's find a quick solution sa nagmamadali. I'll give you if you give me, conditional. Let's split the difference. And so on and so forth. Now, let's talk right away about collaboration, the owls. Can the owls stand up, please? Anna, Ken, Marian. Wow. Ayaw maniwala. All right. So sila, you and I work together to find an agreeable solution to the problem. Pwede pag-usapan natin. And again, kailangan oras dito, 'di ba? Kailangan umupo kayo. And by the way, sa collaboration, I hope I'm not getting ahead of my slides. Minsan 'yan lalo na pag interpersonal ang conflict, pag-uusapan niyo talaga 'yung mga hurts. pag-usapan ano ba talaga ang issue. And sometimes it could date back years ago. Ganon, that's what it takes to collaborate. And in collaboration, you lay down your cards para walang malalamangan in the end. You become honest about what are you getting, what is she getting, and so on and so forth. So you assert your views while inviting other people's views as well. So you're open and you welcome your differences. Identify all main concerns, you generate options, and you search for solutions for as many concerns until you reach a mutual agreement. Ang motto nila, I win, you win, because we were willing to work together. This is probably difficult to attain because it's tedious, it entails a lot of work and emotional energy. Sa corporate world may tawag dyan, frenemies or cooptators. Cooperating competitors. Ganun yun. Cooptators. If there's an order, and rather than, hindi mo pa kayang ibigay itong order na to, hindi rin niya kayang ibigay, you work together so you can come up with and so, parang ganun. Alright? Does this happen in the ministry where you're involved in? Can you think of some examples, quick examples of how you collaborate? Yes, Anna, go ahead. May mic ba?
Almost all of our activities or some decisions, yung mga decisions natin, needs to be collaborated pa eh. Diba? Like for instance, yung ano natin, event, yung campaign natin, upcoming campaign. Right? Before we even implement that, the campaign for every nation, we need to collaborate. Oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to market this? Alam mo yon, yung to advertise and all. Parang before we even come to yung agreed way on how to launch the campaign, we have to collaborate and agree na on how to do it. That's admin, I guess. Na meron ka ng steps by step, parang step by step, may timeline ka na on what to do. And we need to collaborate. Pag sinabi ng COM na I don't think we can come up with a video this time, ba't hindi na lang ganito? Diba? So, kakalaborate mo yon. So, ikaw na hindi ba, bakit? O kaya, we make a decision, hindi, move natin yan. That's for Ignite pa naman. Yung diba? Yung video, diba? O, diba? Yung video for hindi, diba, if we can compromise, kasi doon na lahat yun We collaborate, tapos we inject, like, we compromise kung anong pwede. Para lahat, win-win situation nga.
Correct. Right. Good. Thank you. Tsaka madalas nangyayari yung collaboration if you're working with another department. Na the tendency, sana hindi shark, Kayo lahat gumawa niyan or something. The tendency is to compromise. Hati tayo. Ito gagawin namin, ito gagawin niyo. But imagine if you go a step further. Rather than compromise, you collaborate. You work together. Okay, we use your skills, your talents, because you're good at that. Kami naman, this is what we bring to the table. Imagine the synergy. Diba? Kaya 1 plus 1 equals 3 or 4 or 5. Hindi naman 1,000, but it's more than 2. Yung the idea of synergy. Alright, thank you so much. And it's good when you have the time and want to work something out that satisfies all sides. You know you're collaborating kasi walang uuwi na parang natalo. Wow, pareho tayong panalo dito. You care about the other person and feel strongly about the issue. Kaya nga mataas yung goal at saka yung relationship dun sa chart natin. And you want to get thoughts and feelings out on the table and deal with them so they don't cause problems later. Kaya nga, tedious nga no? Pwede ba skip na lang yan? Lalo na pag meron ka mga activator themes. Huwag na natin pag-usapan yan. Hindi, kailangan. If we are going to work together, I need to say this. Ito yung mga ways that I want the working relationship would be. Alright, it's not good. Meron ding disadvantage. Kahit sinabi natin ideal siya. When you don't care that much about the issue. Parang gusto mo lang mag-collaborate. Yun lang talaga yung nature mo. Default mode mo. Hindi naman siya importante. Okay? saan tayo kakain? Sa McDo o sa Jollibee? Pag-usapan natin. Ano ba ang market share? Ano ba ang taste test score ng McDonald's versus Jollibee? Pagdating nyo sa Jollibee, anong orderin natin? Yung cheeseburger o yung hindi? Pag-usapan natin. So hello, magla-lunch lang kayo. Baka abutin kayo ng dinner, kaka-collaborate ninyo. Hindi na importante masyado yun. You need to do something quickly, tulad ng sunog. Don't apply collaboration. Okay? You just shout everybody out. Right? Are you still here? Okay. Some statements that you can hear from collaborators. Let's work together on this. What is mutually acceptable? What do we disagree about? And let's find some common grounds. Okay. Now, do you have any question? I was thinking of going through this, but maybe not in groups anymore. Verbal na lang. Ganto na lang, no? Recitation type. Looking at page 5 of the test. If you scored high in avoidance, meaning you're top 25, what will be the implication of that in your relationship, personal relationship, and in your team? Avoidance, mataas. Anybody? Yes.
Sarah, finally.
Pwedeng yung originally yung conflict, parang yung relationships makikip kasi hindi nag-aaway. Pero kapag high tension na kailangan na talagang magkaroon ng conflict, dun sasabog.
Yes. Ano yung tawag natin sa strengths finder? Meron kang, hindi sa dysfunctions of a team, meron kang artificial harmony. Kala mo harmonious yung relationship, pero in reality hindi. Nasa loob siya. Right? Okay. What if you scored low in avoidance? Well, that means medyo ano ka, sharp. But apat lang to. May nalimutan ako isa, no? Mm-mm. Competitor, oh, the shark. Pag ganun ka, chances are you're a shark. And we'll talk about that later. Okay? Ano mangyayari pag ganun? Low on avoidance? Let's go to shark later. Sorry?
Strained relationships.
Oh. Strange with a letter E. Yan. Hindi yung strange na weird, pero nagkakahiwalay yung mga relationships. Mm-mm. And you accomplish little. Yes, Merly. Okay. Can you expound why?
Then eventually, people will have friction on discussion or discussing their ends.
Okay, exactly. Thank you. So, chances are, either you're a collaborator or a shark. Okay? So, ignore muna natin to for a while. Accommodation. You scored high. What will be the possible implications of that to your team? Yes, Kenan?
I think that would entail more work sa team din. If hindi na pala siya, not part of your scope, since you are accommodating, baka na ano mo na dapat yung work nila. So it's more on yung sa borderline ng sa work din.
Yes, okay. I agree. Ano pa? Nagagamit, no? Nagagamit na sila. Mm-mm. Kasi yes, yes man, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Paano pala kung yung may accommodation, yung may tamang idea, tapos hindi niya napupush?
Good.
The team will make the wrong decision pala. Yeah, pero kung wala nga.
Naintindihan niyo sinabi ni Sarah? Highly accommodating, pero siya pala yung tama. So you get to choose a wrong decision because you didn't assert yourself. That's good. Anything else? All right, let's move on. Compromise. You scored high in compromise. Huh? Fern?
Yung result po, ano lang. average lang siya. So, hindi siya excellent or mababa. Pero average lang.
I don't like to use the word, pero mediocre. Mm-mm. Masasanay ka, puro mediocre na lang. Whereas, pag maximizer yung theme mo, parang gusto mo nandun, hanggang dito lang pwede mo ma-achieve because you wanna please others. And collaboration, pag mataas yan, what would happen? Yes, Harold.
Masyado mong mabagal. Parang kailangan mo na may mga urgent. Parang hindi pwedeng may urgent kasi kailangan magko-collaborate pa.
Correct. And lastly, the sharks, the competitors, competition. You're so high in sharks. Ayaw na magsalita ni Jeff. Anybody? Correct. All right. That was just a spot check kung nakuha niyo yung pinag-aaralan natin today. Okay, just very quickly, saan nanggagaling tong mga to? We started off by saying conflict is part of human existence, but our culture has something to do with it. I think I heard some of you answer that during the group discussion. Okay, the Asian paradigm states that let's not stir the pot or add fuel to the fire. I heard this once here, don't rock the boat. Okay, and avoid conflict at all costs. So that's a normal Asian behavior in regards to responding to conflicts. Naalala niyo yung mga nababalitaan natin about the Japanese pag na-embarrass sila? Okay, when they fail their superiors or their families, they commit suicide. Oh. Hindi lang sa Japan. Actually, medyo ano pa nga tayo mga Pilipino. We're less oriental. We're more Latinized. Okay? Kasi ang pure oriental, you may Confucian influence. Very hierarchical. Tapos, tama ba mga kapatid? Pero tayo medyo laid back. Pero when it comes to conflict, hindi pa rin tayo ma-conflict masyado. Si Pastor Paul would talk about that when he had three Filipinos in the School of Ministry sa US. Si Joseph, si Ryan Tan, tsaka si Winston when they were his students. No, si Joseph daw was able to engage in conflict right away. Healthy conflict discussion. Si Winston medyo na-delay. Sabi ni Pastor Paul, si Ryan Tan hanggang ngayon daw hindi pa rin. So he's still changing, Ryan. Okay. So the cost to you for living this paradigm, kung you don't want to accept conflict as a normal part of your life, baka mahirapan ka magkaroon ng management or leadership role. You have to embrace it and accept it, that it's real and you need to adjust to the situation. You will have limited opportunities. You will have unresolved issues or bottled up anger and resentment. Do you have any question? Any clarification? In your group, okay, mabilis lang to. In the next 15 minutes, I'd like you to go back to your group and answer this. Have you worked with someone you didn't like? Without mentioning any names, how did you handle the situation given the tools that we just learned today? Were you a shark? Were you a teddy bear? Or so on and so forth. And then, looking back, did you respond properly or not? Why? Okay, in the next 6-7 minutes, could you please discuss that to your group? Don't mention any names. Just recall a situation that you were in a conflict and how you responded during that time. Equipped now with the ideas we just learned. Okay, time's up. Time's up. I'm a shark now because we're running out of time. Face the front. You don't have to move back to your tables, but could you please face here? Did you learn something new? Okay. Ano yung light bulb moment? Can anybody share a light bulb moment for you while listening to your teammates? light bulb. Yung ako, I always have a light bulb wherever I go. Sarah.
Sa group namin, merong mga instances na nagta-transform yung mga tao depending on who they're talking to. Tapos, isa ding na-mention is that minsan kailangan kausapin after pa nung ma-resolve yung conflict just to make sure na we can work better later. Ganun.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So may part 2 meeting. To, ano bang tawag doon? And yung to fix the loose ends. All right. From your group, insights, revelations.
Yung sa amin, I told them like what Tristan said, kasi sabi niya na mababa daw yung tolerance sa Christians kasi qualify ko po. Mababa daw yung kasi po, sabi ko kasi sa kanya, sabi ko sa team namin, kasi I've worked in the industry for a couple of years, medyo marami rin. And even though that you're outside, na parang you work kasi kala mo, hindi kasi hindi naman sila lahat save eh. So hindi nila kilala si God. Pero it doesn't mean that you work here, it doesn't mean that you're not prone to people who, you know, who do things not as missional or as relational. Alam mo yun. So yun, kaya qualify ko yung sinabi ni Tristan kasi sometimes kasi feeling natin, alam na natin kasi dapat they should know eh. Dapat sometimes or sometimes you parang you kind of tend to know that dapat same yung convictions natin. Pareho kasi we work for the kingdom eh. Kaya minsan parang mababa yung tolerance kasi dapat alam mo na.
Okay. Alright, thank you. One last, yung grupo natin sa likuran wala pa. You've never spoken, di ba?
Ako parang dun sa mga based dun sa mga answer ng mga kasama ko. Na-realize ko na it's very important sa majority is yung relationship. Kahit na anong conflict, parang you wanted to keep the relationship kahit na especially sa work. Parang at the end of the day, parang yung goal mo pa din is to be siguro parang ganun kasi avoidance. And then, sabi din kasi ni Ramir kanina, it's different when you are being managed, tapos ikaw na yung nagmamanage ng tao. So parang sinishift mo yung, alam mo, yung personality or yung, ano ba tawag dito? Style. Yeah.
Alright, thank you. Ano yan? Honey Lee, Honey Lee? Honey Lee. Okay, thank you so much for that. And before we take the break, meron lang akong interesting experience when I teach in the School of Local Church Ministry. Part of my teaching style kasi magdi-debate. Papipiliin ko sila ng side tapos magdi-debate sila. Ito yung na-observe ko. They all go to shark mode right away. Normally kapag case studies yun eh, mga issues in the church. And they would fight each other. And without them saying it, the goal is to win over the other group. When I'm observing that, sabi ko, how does this compare to the regular meetings that our Metro Manila pastors have? We have some of the best leaders, leadership team, an organization could ever ask for. And these guys, they have strong personalities. No, they have strong convictions. Lahat yan magagaling, naka-expert mode lahat yan. But when they gather together and there are certain things that they need to decide, if it's cases or choices, when they discuss, iba. It's not about winning. It's about what's the best thing to do together. And I just sense that. Yun yung difference nung nagsisimula ka pa lang and you're given these types of choices versus these guys who have been working for many years. Iba. When they discuss it, may respect, they value the other person's opinion. And yet, they can prove themselves, they can prove that their ideas are better. You don't have to be, in the words of Pastor Manny, to yung, I think this is one of my take home from Pastor Manny, you don't have to be combative. You can be persuasive
and you can be effective. And I've seen that happen among our Metro Manila pastors. It can be done, right? Engage in a conflict, use the proper one, and together, as a team, you come up with the best decision. All right, so let's take a break. Let's be back 11:13.